Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Chairperson, thank you for organizing this year's social forum focusing on international cooperation and solidarity and a very interesting panel discussion. It is an important topic which is a priority for the EU and is of particular relevance in the context of the response and to and recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. COVID-19 has affected us all, irrespective of who we are, where we are, placing those of us who are marginalized, discriminated against, and impoverished at an even greater risk of exploitation and exclusion. It has shown us the importance of multilateralism to address common challenges and the need to keep human rights at the center of our collective decision and actions. We must pay special attention to the growing impact of the pandemic on all human rights, democracy, and the rule of law. In emergency circumstances, limitations to human rights must be necessary, proportionate, temporary in nature, and non-discriminatory. Emergency circumstances must not be used as a pretext to limit democratic and civic space, to respect for the rule of law and of international commitments, nor to curtail freedom of expression, freedom of the press, and access to information offline and online. The EU has been working on all fronts to support efforts to tackle COVID-19. In April 2020, we launched the Team Europe Global Package against COVID-19, reaching an overall figure of around 46 million billion euros, drawing contributions for the emergency response from all EU institutions and its member states. Our efforts have been aimed at assisting partner countries in addressing economic and social consequences so that they can build back better. In this regard, we provide direct budget support to partner countries, allowing them to deliver essential services and loan guarantees to boost economic activity and safeguard livelihoods. We also focus on supporting social protection systems to protect the ones in the most vulnerable situations. Through Team Europe, we want to send a strong message of partnership and solidarity to build back better. Mr. Chair, let me add as well that the EU has been at the forefront of the international efforts to curb the pandemic with contributions of 3.2 billion euros to COVAX and has exported half of its vaccine production, delivering more than 700 million doses to more than 130 countries. We also play an active role in strengthening WHO to prepare the world better against future pandemics at multilateral level. The consequences of COVID-19 will continue to stay with us for years to come. And the EU and its member states are committed to achieve greater impact and become a real partner of reference for a recovery that is sustainable, inclusive, green, just, and resilient. I thank you.